Well, as you know, we have been extremely concerned about the situation of civilians inside Yarmouk after the events on the 1st of April and the changes on the ground with new armed groups arriving and taking control of a significant part of the camp. Our worry was extreme and remains extreme because for years now, the situation inside the camp has been difficult for civilians in terms of their security and lack of security in terms of the supplies to them. And so we already have a very weakened population that is now confronted with another set of tragedies and hardships. And so, of course, our concerns are immediately for the people inside, but we've also started to see people who have left Yarmouk. I was yesterday in school in the immediate vicinity of Yarmouk, in the neighboring neighborhood of Tadamom, and we there visited a number of civilians who had arrived, Palestinians and Syrians who had arrived from Yarmouk, and it was clear that what they were talking about were literally tales of bare survival. And I met many young mothers with their children, including one who had really just been born in the middle of this very, very dramatic set of circumstances. So, of course, all of our actions are geared towards being able to support people who are temporarily coming out, but also, of course, thinking about ways to reach people inside.
So you mentioned that some people have been able to leave the camp, but there's a lot of report in the media about the population of Yarmouk being effectively used as a human shield. What is the exact situation? Are there ports of exit from the camp?
Well, you know, in every conflict environment, you will always have a mix of situations. There are some people, you know, it may sound difficult to imagine right now, who will decide to stay inside the camp. Some because, in particular for Palestinians, the idea of abandoning one's home means a great deal in the sort of collective identity of Palestine refugee community. And so, you know, they will try to hang on for as long as they can. Others may indeed not be allowed to leave. Then some will manage to leave and wish to leave temporarily because of the security deterioration. And I think all of this remains incredibly complex, but we are trying to find ways to be supportive of people who are inside, as we used to do. We were able to supply people in the past inside. It was never sufficient. It was never regular enough, but we were very engaged on this, and we're trying right now to define ways of doing that again in the future, despite the very challenging situation on the ground. And in the meantime, certainly are broadening our response to the people who have come out. And here today, an UNRWA team managed for the first time, as far as we are concerned, to reach the area of Yalda, which is the southeast of Yarmouk camp, where hundreds, probably a few thousands of civilians from Yarmouk have fled to, and where today we provided food, cooking material, and hygienic material to them. And we hope to be able to build on this development. It's the result of a facilitation dialogue with the Syrian government and also with our partners in the wider UN system. So it's a significant achievement for the UNRWA team to have been to Yalda, and we really hope that we can continue to provide more assistance in days to come.
And do you think, are you hopeful that you will be able to enter the camp itself proper relatively soon?
You know, for the better part of the last 2 years, it's been very difficult to enter Yarmouk on a regular basis. We have always, when we did provide assistance, it was at distribution points, at sort of entry to the camp or somewhat inside the camp. But because of the levels of risk in terms both for the civilians and for our teams, those were the modalities that we applied. For the moment, right now, this is not possible because of the level of insecurity. We are not familiar enough with the changed environment to be able to do that. But the fact that we're able to reach people outside in the immediate neighborhood and to broaden our response is an indicator that solutions can be found. We have worked very hard in recent days, and the UNRWA team and with our colleagues in the UN system have worked very hard to think about how to reach that. Been successful today. You know, it's not enough to be able to do it on one day. We'll, of course, have to expand it. But it is something that gives a measure of hope that we will be able to support those people for the moment who have come out, and in the meantime, continue to work on other solutions for those who are still inside.